Greetings, Creakers. Well, here we are, it's daylight saving time again. It throws me for a loop every time. I have never really understood the logic behind this time change, although I am aware there are people who sit on both sides of the fence on the issue. I want to be an early riser, but who likes to get up in the dark? Not me. I did it this morning though and headed to Vancouver where the sun came out and there were a lot of optimistic, smiling people walking around in shorts. It seemed like a bit of a stretch, but yes, spring is definitely coming. Soon it will be warm enough to swap my dark bedroom for a bed on the deck and I will be happy. In the meantime, my chives and sorrel have popped up. The magnolia is budding, and even I, in my land of shade and never-ending cedar roots, start to feel like gardening. The best inspiration for this is One Straw's Seedy Saturdays. If you missed the one at the hall, there are still two more to come. This Saturday at the Botanical Gardens in Seashelt and on the 25th at the Half Moon Bay Nursery. This is a great opportunity to buy local seeds, trade gardening tips, get your soil tested, and there will be a special presentation on bees and planting pollinators. Gardening inspiration can also be found at our library where there is a nice selection of gardening books and magazines. I will take this opportunity to point out that Wednesday hours have been extended and the library is now open from noon to 6 p.m. March 17th is St. Patrick's Day, and whether you really are Irish or just wish you were, you can come down to the Legion to celebrate. The evening will start with a session of traditional music with fiddlers and friends and then move on to dancing with the Shamrockers. $5 for members, $10 for guests, and maybe there will be green beer? On Saturday night at the Legion, it's Transmission Indietronic, a DJ night with a different spin. DJ Robbie Lovediv and DJ Hooker will be spinning tunes from the 80s and 90s, including indie rock, alternative, new wave, punk and ska. If you go to the Legion website, you see the playlist. $10 and $15 at the door. Next Thursday night, jazz features the Peter Van Jazz Organ Quartet, with Peter Van Dorsen, Graham Ord, Bud Schatke and John Rule. You can listen to these first-class local jazz musicians, hardly spend any money and not miss your bedtime. What could be better? The show starts at 7 and ends at 9:45 p.m. Members free with advance registration. Keep your receipt for refund. Otherwise $5 at the door, $10 for non-members. Like many of you, I used to live in Vancouver, back in the days of the Ridge Theatre. I went to Friday night movies there and for years exited the theater as people in all kinds of costumes and ghoulish makeup lined up for the midnight showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. An early Saturday job meant I never went. If you never saw it either, or if you want to relive the experience, now you can, right here in Roberts Creek. The Rocky Horror Picture Show will be showing at the hall this Saturday night, followed by a post-show dance. Doors at 8 and showtime at 8:50 p.m. Dress up or not, but don't miss this 1975 classic musical horror comedy. Tickets at Eventbrite. My friend on an e-bike was out this week, celebrating the sunshine and enjoying the spectacular view from the bridge out into the mouth of the creek. He writes that lots of other people were enjoying the estuary, many with their dogs, and his observation was that even large birds can be distressed by their high energy. So just a gentle reminder to keep that in mind when you are out with your pooch. Have a lovely week. Please write to me, mouncyyvonne@gmail.com.